Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time to do a podcast with the founder of Soma Ayurvedic. It's Arjun Sampath, and I'm excited to talk to you all about Ayurvedic herbal remedies for beauty because, being Indian, I've seen this my whole life. I've been taught to use these herbs and adaptogens in my own life culturally, and now to see it go mainstream is so exciting. So welcome to the podcast, Arjun.
Thank you so much, Dr. K. I'm excited to be here with you.
So Arjun, you're 36 years old. You used to work in a Fortune 500 company, and you suddenly decided that you were passionate about the things that you've grown up with as well. And what brought you to Ayurvedic skincare?
It's a great question. You know, 5 years ago, I would have never thought that I would be the founder and CEO of a beauty company or a skincare company for that matter. But that said, I had worked for a lot of big companies like Fortune 500 companies, and I started seeing a lot of the disruption and a lot of the exciting trends were happening with entrepreneurs who are bringing traditions and kind of more holistic approaches to food, beverage, skincare, health. And that really inspired me. So, you know, like you, I'm Indian American, my whole family is from India. So I grew up, my grandma would, you know, put oil in my hair. And as a kid, I would, you know, begrudgingly listen to her. But I grew up with some of these Ayurvedic staples, but never really adopted them till much later in life. And it was kind of in my 30s that I became really passionate about Ayurveda, more from just a general wellness perspective, things like allergies, overall health. And a consulting stint took me to India. And I made 5 trips to India over the span of 2019. And at that point, I was getting really excited about Ayurveda. And I started meeting with farmers who were cultivating like just really potent adaptogens like, you know, turmeric and ashwagandha and neem. And I started diving into the science behind why are these adaptogens so good for you? And it was kind of then that I had the epiphany where I said, look, everybody is going to Erewhon Market and drinking their $18 turmeric latte, but nobody knows what turmeric is. They don't know it's an adaptogen. They don't know where it comes from, why it's good for you, what Ayurveda is, and how this all relates. And the aha moment was, hey, I think I can bring this together through topical skincare because consumers are looking for, they want to know what's in their product. They want to know the origins. They're looking for better quality, and it was the perfect time. So last year, before the pandemic, you know, we launched the brand. It's a true startup, and it's been a whirlwind. It's been about a year and a half, and we're growing the brand. We're educating consumers, and it's been exciting.
Well, let's dive right in. So Ayurveda is a form of medicine, actually. It's a healing art. And it's been used in Indian culture, you know, for so long, but more than just a healing art, it's a way of life. And I want to talk about the ingredients, the things that we are putting on our skin that are so good for us. So what are the top Ayurvedic ingredients? You talked about turmeric, and you can have that internally. You can eat turmeric. You can have it as an oral antioxidant as well as on the skin. What are some other ingredients that are using that are adaptogenic herbs that are good for us in general?
So some of the common ones that people have ingested are turmeric, ashwagandha, moringa, neem is another great one. And then there's just a lot of fruits, like a fruit butter called the kokum tree and a kokum fruit. In our anti-aging cream, there's papaya. So a lot of the things Ayurveda brings to you are these adaptogens, these super herbs, but also a lot of fruits. And kind of the theory there with Ayurveda is everything you need is kind of found in the forest. And to that extent, we traverse the Kerala jungle, we traverse the subcontinent. Our saffron, which per ounce is more expensive than an ounce of gold, comes from Kashmir, which is the best saffron harvest in the world. And, you know, kind of the combination of a lot of these adaptogens and fruits has been time tested over 7,000 years. And it's provided really, really efficacious results. It's provided really good remedies for skin concerns that consumers may have. And we just think the fact that this science has lasted 7,000 years, it's the oldest continually practiced form of medicine on earth. And, you know, it's lasted the test of time. And we think that speaks for itself. So to that extent as a brand founder. We don't make any claims. We don't go around and kind of pound our chest. We let the products and the science do the talking for us. And that has been our biggest boon, which is word of mouth.
So neem, let's talk about neem, because that one is something that's found in a lot of different products. You can find neem even in herbicidal things, even in insect spray or for organic gardening. But what does it do for skin? I've read about neem and its anti-aging properties, and it's excellent for preventing UV damage, pollution, and environmental factors. It protects the skin, and it really improves and maintains elasticity of the skin, wrinkles, and fine lines. What are the things that you like neem for?
You know, we've seen neem be really good for even dark spots and blemishes, and exactly what you said. It's really good to kind of reduce some of the melanin production. It's just overall something that's really powerful for the skin. You're right, it is in things like the insect repellent products, but it is one of the staple adaptogens in Ayurvedic, you know, medicine and Ayurvedic skincare.
It's interesting because it's considered, like, in sacred Ayurvedic texts, it's considered to be the universal healer or the cure of all ailments is neem. Like, if you're not feeling well, neem comes from a tree. You can bite and chew the leaves. You can also take a twig and, like, brush your teeth with it. It's sort of like boiling the leaves in water and drinking the tea of it is supposed to help your skin problems. And then it even has anti-cancer properties. So it's antifungal, antiseptic, antiviral, antibacterial. So neem oil, if you've never tried it for any skin remedies, is actually quite a good popular remedy in India and Ayurvedic culture.
Yeah, I've definitely heard stories from my grandfather about using the neem from the tree and brushing his teeth when he was camping and all that good stuff. So
yes, and it helps with hair loss too. I've been reading that it stimulates hair growth, you know, relieves sort of like scalp irritations and dandruff. So it's one of these products that has such high potency that it has lots of potentials. When you say ashwagandha, we hear about ashwagandha all the time in terms of it being an adaptogen that helps even like women with perimenopausal symptoms or with stress. What do you know about ashwagandha, like sort of the benefits?
Yeah, we know just anecdotally that ashwagandha is really good just for cleansing, moisturizing, calming, soothing the skin, and in combination with a lot of the other kind of plant extracts and oils that we use, it's been something that's overall good for kind of the cleansing and moisturizing of the skin. To your point, I feel like a lot of people may know ashwagandha from the supplement aisle or from the whole foods, holistic food aisle, where you're kind of seeing it now mixed with beverages and even snacks now.
Yeah, definitely. I think that one comes from a shrub, like an evergreen kind of a shrub. And I have heard it used mainly for stress relief, which is interesting, that it helps especially perimenopausal women with sleep. And sometimes you have sleep disruption. It's also really good as a calming stress reliever, and it helps with insomnia, anxiety. I'm not so sure about the skin uses of it. What does it do for the skin?
You know, so a lot of the kind of science we've been told from our Ayurvedic doctors is that it's overall kind of good for moisturizing and cleansing in combination with other Ayurvedic staple adaptogens.
Yes, it's definitely good for the moisturizing aspect of it. And then I'm not sure if do you think it has some astringent properties or anti-acne properties, like drying the, you know, breakouts and oils?
I'm not specifically sure about the acne, but it's something I can look into, and you may have some good insight into that.
What other ingredients do you love? You talked about how your grandma massaged your hair with coconut oil. I have also had that experience. I think every Indian child has, and it's sort of just like a weekly ritual where our parents would put coconut oil in the hair and the scalp and give you a really good scalp massage, and then you shampoo, or sometimes you leave it in for 24 hours and you go to school with your hair all greasy and everybody, you hate it. And then later on you realize, like, that is why I have amazing hair.
Okay, so obviously we have to talk about turmeric. That is a staple in Ayurvedic.
No, back to the coconut oil. First the coconut oil.
Okay, so coconut oil. You know, coconut oil is used a lot of times as a carrier oil in a lot of the face oils. It's something that a lot of the essential oils are mixed into. And the coconut oil is just incredible for the hair, for the skin. It's something that is grown all over India, the coconut palm. So it's something that is, you know, used in everything from food to drink to skin, topically, hair. So it's just another one of these kind of incredible staple ingredients that you'll find in Ayurvedic products.
It's a little controversial because I think that many people feel that coconut oil is comedogenic. It blocks the pores. It really, you know, causes acne issues. I think it is good for inflammatory skin people, like it reduces eczema tendency, redness and irritations. But what do you think about like causing breakouts, like too much oil is bad for your skin?
So it's definitely a hot button issue. There have been articles written about it being comedogenic, and it is something that, you know, works for some people, doesn't work with others. It also is kind of sometimes controversial on the cooking side. Like when you're cooking with coconut oil, some people have said that it's really good for stimulating health, whereas other people have said there's healthier oils to use. So that said, Ayurvedic products use it, but to your point, you know, has a little bit of a stigma here in the Western world.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you can use it as a way to, like, of course, remove makeup. It's a very good for deep conditioning of the hair. And then there's a couple of different fatty acids within coconut oil that make it beneficial. So some fatty acids like linoleic acid can help with acne-prone skin, and lauric acid, which also acts like a hydrating kind of a moisturizer effect. So you can have that anti-inflammatory, anti-acne effect for some people, especially eczema-prone people. So it helps your skin barrier to repair. So I love to use coconut oil as like an all-over application, like rub it in, do, you know, first some dry skin brushing, then apply some coconut oil, let it soak into your hair like a mask, and then you hop into the shower, and then you, you know, once you come out with like soft, supple hair and skin, it's really wonderful. Wonderful for nighttime bath soaking too, but not good for the plumbing. My husband gets very upset when I put coconut oil in the tub because he's like, you're gonna clog the pipes, especially with your long hair. But I think it's so good to bring it into the mainstream. What are the other really popular ingredients or products that you guys have right now?
Yeah, so turmeric is one of the staple. It's an antioxidant, it's an anti-inflammatory. It's incredible for getting that glowy skin. In terms of like what we've got three products now, and we've got a kind of product innovation pipeline. We're going to be launching products later this year, but we really consider like all three of our products, the vitamin C serum, the under eye gel, and the anti-aging cream to be hero products. And we intentionally kind of launched with fewer, but really high quality hero products. And kind of as we've grown the past year, the one product that most people would say is like a true hero and cult product now is our vitamin C serum with rose and citrus. It's a face oil, and you know, it's got an incredible rose oil. So it's a bit unique in that, you know, a lot of vitamin C serums don't necessarily have this rose, and this rose, it's just a very luxurious smell. It smells divine.
What does rose do for the skin? What does rose oil do for the skin? Is there any irritation effect? Because I imagine that especially people that have allergies or floral sneeziness, is that going to irritate the skin at all? Or is it really well tolerated?
So we found, you know, this is our top selling product, the rose oil. And we found our oil to be incredible for just hydration. Like it's good for dark spots or scars and dry skin, things like this. We personally haven't heard any feedback that it's harsh. All of our formulas have been, you know, gone through a really rigorous process for people with sensitive skin. And, you know, we formulated with an Ayurvedic doctor in India and then a Western doctor here in the States. And Dr. K, you may know how some people react to the rose oil. But in our formula, it's a very simple formula. We found really good success with customer testimonials.
Yeah, I like to encourage patients to be very careful with essential oils because they can be quite irritating. And I've seen myself like the breakouts, like people, you know, buy these really potent essential oils in teeny tiny bottles. And if you, especially things like lavender is a huge skin irritant. You would think like, oh, it's so good for you, it smells amazing, but it definitely breaks you out. So I think applying a barrier oil first, like making sure your skin is well hydrated, and some kind of a barrier oil like a coconut oil first is a good way to prevent skin irritations from any kind of floral essential oil compound. But so with that said, I think rose is so like relaxing and stress relieving, and it's so good for like lifting your mood. So I love things that have a good fragrance in them. But in general, do you feel like Ayurvedic medicine is more well accepted now? I think it definitely is. But are there studies that show scientifically that Ayurvedic products are working as well or better than like the chemicals that we put in our normal skincare?
So a few things. So yes, Ayurveda is becoming more mainstream, as you alluded to, but it's still here in the States. I want to say it's still in its infancy. I think some people in some niche markets have known about Ayurveda and its principles for quite some time. But I think now through Food Bev and there's a few kind of Ayurvedic skincare companies, people are learning about it. Soma Ayurvedic, our company specifically, we don't make any medical claims, or we're not medical physician grade skincare. But that said, there are a lot of clinical studies done, just researchers have done a lot of clinical studies on the various adaptogens. So there's a million studies on what turmeric does or what all of these adaptogens do. In terms of, hey, is an Ayurvedic product better than a physician or medical grade or products with synthetic compounds? I think that's really something for the consumer to decide what's best for them. Our products are free from synthetic compounds, and that's just been our philosophy since we started. We wanted everything to be kind of natural and kind of adhering to the Ayurvedic tradition. But that said, we have consumers who may use a couple of our products. They may go to their favorite doctor, like they may visit Dr. K and use some of her amazing products. So I think it's up to each individual to find the balance of what works for them and you know, what works in their routine.
So in Ayurvedic principles and practices, the healing's based on your body type or your dosha. There's Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, the three doshas that define like a person by their variety of emotional and psychological and physical qualities. So does your Vata and Pitta and Kapha relate to what type of skincare you should have? Like if my personality is Vata, then what? Do I know what skincare I need to use?
Yes and no. So if you have a specific dosha, there are formulations that can be very specific to that dosha. There also is the concept of making products tridoshic, which means available for all the doshas. And that has been our philosophy, Dr. K, is to make them tridoshic for all skin types. And here's the reason why. And it's as you alluded to, Ayurveda coming to the Western world. A lot of times Ayurveda can be very intimidating for the Western consumer because, hey, what's this word I've never heard of? Since what are all these Sanskrit terms? What's a dosha? Oh my gosh, am I going to have to take this rigorous quiz now and learn my type? And we found that the best entry point is making things tridoshic, removing the obstacles to enter Ayurveda and not intimidate. And we want to be the brand, Dr. K, that is accessible to everybody. We don't want to be kind of preachy or lectury in terms of you have to adhere to this Ayurvedic philosophy or this practice or this ingredient. We want people to experience some of these time-tested ingredients and products and formulas and let them kind of dive in. And we can provide a base consumer education. But we have customers who've studied Ayurveda in India, or they're Ayurvedic practitioners who gone to school for years, and they are our customers. And then we have people who heard about Ayurveda yesterday. So yeah. It's an interesting question, but we think we want to make this really accessible and just, you know, let the consumers kind of learn for themselves.
Well, if you guys have never tried to figure out your dosha, there's lots of interesting quizzes online where you can take a little quick quiz and see what profile your body type, emotional type fits into. And they ask you things like, describe how you talk, you know, what type of weather is your favorite? How's your memory? You know, what's your personality trait? Are you stubborn, jealous, indecisive? And like using those sort of personal attributes, you're able to kind of quantify a person a little bit better into what's their type. You know, are they a water-based energy? Are they an air-based? Are they? It's very interesting, I think. So while you can't figure out everything, it's always fun just like dabbling with astrology. But this is a 7,000-year-old science. So there is some real intuitive aspect to it, but also very scientific. Like things don't survive the test of time unless there's a true working theory that actually scientifically applies. But it's been so interesting chatting with you. You're doing a great job with your startup, and I'm excited to see more Indian culture come mainstream, and the things that we've grown up with in our lives are showing up on shelves of stores, and it's really quite fascinating. And tell me a little bit about what your journey is going to be over the next year or so. Are you planning any big launch or party or something for your brand?
Absolutely. So like I said, we launched the brand before the pandemic, which was kind of chaotic. But the good news is overwhelming majority of our business is direct to consumer. So we were able to have this great kind of connection and community building directly with our customers. That said, now that things are hopefully getting better in the world, we're looking to have more in real life meetings with all of these people. We've met a bunch of our friends, our influencers, our ambassadors. We have some celebrities here. We're LA based. So we've got some celebrities using our products. And now it's exciting to finally go out and meet them because we were all kind of Instagram buddies. So we're having events. We're doing an event next week in New York, which is really exciting. It's going to be a press event on the East Coast. And then later this year, we're going to be doing like a press and influencer and celebrity event here with all of our friends. So that really excites us. And then Dr. K.
Awesome. I'm coming. Invite me.
You're definitely there for sure. And then in terms of kind of product innovation, we've formulated a lot of products in a lot of categories. And we want to not just stick to topical facial skincare. So I can give you a little bit of a spoiler that we're going to be entering peripheral categories that are related to topical facial skincare, but they may be for other parts of the body, or they may be other modes of delivering these same adaptogens to your body. So we've got some kind of exciting things launching later this year that we're excited for.
Well, there you have it, guys. If you haven't already tried some of these herbal remedies, start with something easy. Get some coconut oil, put some turmeric in your tea, and chew on some neem leaves. Those are your three homework assignments. And don't forget to follow and check out Arjun and his skincare brand at Soma Ayurvedic on Instagram. And you can find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. It's Beauty by Dr. K. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. And that's where you can find my amazing physician strength skincare that's more Western based, but chock full of green tea and botanical herbal ingredients too. That's it for now, guys. Stay so calm and beautiful. Love you.